For a look at some of the latest news around the country, Annie Haswell is here from the Wire newsroom. Hi, Annie.
Hi, Sarah. Well, rather than the usual numbers count we do at this time, I thought we'd take a look at an interesting analysis of where we're up to globally with this pandemic. So Crikey journalist Alan Austin has crunched the numbers, and the disturbing news is that, vaccines aside, globally the January death toll was the worst so far. So the deaths around the world, if you look at the graph, have steadily increased despite lockdowns and medical advances, but they were up and down until November. Since November, all on the way up. December was worse than November, and January was the worst of all, with a death toll worldwide of more than 410,000 people. There are 22 major countries that have had no deaths in that time, including Australia, New Zealand, Iceland and Singapore. And the 20 countries with the worst rates were Lebanon, the United States, Panama and Mexico. The US recorded 97,899 deaths in January. That was by far its worst month. And although it has only 4.25% of the world's population, it has 20.2% of the world's total deaths.
Australia's had a scare today, though.
Yes, a 26-year-old quarantine worker tested positive to a potential COVID-19 variant. They worked at one of the hotels hosting the visiting tennis players, which meant between 500 and 600 Australian Open players, officials and support staff had to go into isolation. Events that were scheduled for Thursday, warm-up events have been cancelled, but Premier Dan Andrews is assuring Victorians that the main event will still go ahead. However, you have to wear masks indoors in Victoria and gatherings of only up to 15 people. And a lot of people who did plan to return to work on Monday won't be doing that just yet. Meanwhile, in WA, which had a similar scare on the weekend, they are free of new cases, although they're still in lockdown till Friday.
And in WA still, a very inspiring renewable energy project announced there.
Yes, the Western Australian government's announced a $35 million pilot program to integrate rooftop solar and home batteries into virtual power plants into the WA grid. They're calling it Project Symphony, and it will pave the way for a grid in which virtual power plants are a standard, common, well-regulated source of power for WA's standalone electricity network. It's all part of a quite encouraging trend, as there are similar trials underway on the national energy market, the grid that serves the eastern states and South Australia. This pilot will be conducted in the suburbs of the Southern River in Perth, where around 50% of homes have rooftop solar.
And journalists are under threat in India.
Yes, a country that's always prided itself on its robust and outspoken media is filing charges against 8 journalists who covered recent farmers' protests in Delhi. The journalist's account of the death of one protester differed from the police's version, and they faced charges including sedition and making statements inimical to national integration.
Which I guess means print only what we want you to.
Yes, and it gets even worse because the government there has taken the step of blocking internet access in several districts of a state bordering India's capital after the violent clashes on the weekend. India's Ministry of Home Affairs says the move was in the interests of maintaining public safety and averting public emergency. According to officials, those blackouts should have lifted on Sunday night, but an umbrella body representing the protesting farmers said the internet was still not working as of Monday.
Thanks, Annie.
Thanks, Sarah.